What does this Mark Whipple news mean for the future of the Pit program? We are going to answer that question and talk about this Mark Whipple news, the developing story of the day, Mark Whipple departing from the Pit football program, the ACC championship, I guess a great way to go out, going on a high note there, pulling a George Costanza, as he will not coach in the Peach Bowl when there's already news percolating about his future. So we're going to talk about that. I'm Mike Osti. I'll be joined, of course, by Pittsburgh Sports Now's Mike Fakovacam. We're going to give our thoughts. We're also willing to answer any of your questions, so feel free to chat along with us here as we will have the chat up here on Pittsburgh Sports Live and, of course, Pittsburgh Sports Now. So you get a special nighttime breaking news edition here of Mike and Mike. And Mike, obviously, this isn't incredibly surprising to those tapped into the program that this would eventually happen. I do think it's surprising that it occurred today, that this occurred before the bowl game. Some maybe had heard some rumblings about this, but then this officially comes out today that Mark Whipple is leaving Pitt, resigns from his position as offensive coordinator, and was getting national acclaim for especially this year. Kenny Pickett, of course, a Heisman finalist. Pat Narduzzi also getting recognition for Coach of the Year. Overall staff, everybody's getting their due, and Mark Whipple's a part of that. He's certainly a part of the success of this team this year. So this news comes out. He's not going to coach the Peach Bowl. Some surprise there on this news coming out today, and even just recently doing recruiting visits for Pitt and talking about the future of Pitt recruiting and potentially a new quarterback coming in to eventually replace Kenny Pickett. So some questions there. Just, we're going to have a lot to unpack here, but just to get us started, what was your initial reaction to this news coming out today, to the fact that Mark Whipple is departing Pitt, that he did resign, the ACC championship game was his last game, and that he will not coach the Peach Bowl? Just your first thoughts on the news.
I was surprised. I was actually expecting it. Like I said, I was told by a very good source a week ago today, actually, that or whatever November 30th is.
Yeah, they all blend together.
Pretty close that he wouldn't be back. The way it was put to me was he wouldn't coach or Saturday would be his last game. And okay. I followed up with Saturday. Why? You don't mean the bowl game?
Right.
And the person told me, unless that person misspoke, his source within Pitt, that Whipple would be out after Saturday. Now, you can come up with whatever, you know, they want to use resign and link to Nebraska.
Sure.
I'm not going to get into that because I think in some ways maybe it was a mutual, but it didn't surprise me at all. It was just a matter of time. And I think it's good. I think it'll be good for both sides. I think this was good for Mark Whipple, what Kenny Pickett did for his career. And, you know, I know a lot of times people throw it on, you know, that Whipple was the benefactory of Pickett, which is true. But I don't want to shortchange Mark Whipple for what he did with Kenny Pickett.
Has to give him credit, too. Has to give credit.
It has to go both ways. I know most people want to just say that, you know, he was riding Pickett's coattails. That's not the case. The guy's been a big-time NFL coordinator. He had an impact on Pickett. And to have proof of that, I'm fairly certain, almost as certain as I can be, that if Pat Narduzzi tried to make this change or however they wanted to term it at the end of last season, Kenny Pickett would have went into the NFL draft last season. He wouldn't want to have played for another – he had another coordinator at Pitt. So if he didn't think that Mark Whipple was benefiting him, he wouldn't have been in his corner as much as he was. So it was good for both sides. Whipple was a big part in what Pitt accomplished this year. But, you know, I think he is replaceable. And, you know, it's not the end of the world for Pitt.
No, it's not the end of the world. The sky is not falling. No. However, it's still major news. And it's also rare to have. We've seen coaches not coach in bowl games before, even major bowl games. But usually that's because they're choosing to depart for maybe a better job, or they're a head coach who kind of leaves the school. We're seeing that, of course, with with Brian Kelly and Notre Dame, and they were right near the playoff and they're still going to have a major bowl game and he's already gone, won't coach that game. We've seen that occur. Pitt's even dealt with that before themselves, but we haven't seen an offensive coordinator do this and then get news that he maybe is just making a jump to another school. You did allude on Mic'd Up, our morning show here in Pittsburgh Sports Live, that this could potentially happen because there's potentially a coach waiting in the wings, that if they didn't have this opening occur, then they potentially would lose the future offensive coordinator to another school. So almost it could be best for everyone. Before we get there, though, if you know you weren't surprised by this news, it's obviously not the end of the world for Pitt, and Mark Whipple has to get his credit. Kenny Pickett has to get their credit for success, but that includes Mark Whipple as well. Why do you believe this news came out today? Why was today the axe to fall? And I know you heard from your source, the ACC title game would be his final game. But in your speculation, why is that? We're never going to know the true story. Maybe that'll be years from now. Pitt's not going to bash a guy that was helping this program and they had so much success with. Of course, you heard Narduzzi's statement. He's praising Whipple. Even if they had something going on behind the scenes, they had to part ways. That's not going to be what they say, nor Kenny Pickett, no one. So he's getting his respect now. But if you agree that everything was successful and you agree that you're going to have to part ways for whatever the reason, why not he just coach the Peach Bowl? I would imagine Kenny Pickett would prefer to have him at the Peach Bowl and go out together, since he probably did come back not only for himself and better his draft stock, which he did, but also to have another year under Mark Whipple. So why can't that happen? Why is this decision happening now and the Peach Bowl is not a possibility for Mark Whipple?
That's the only thing that I never understood. And last night's recruiting trip by Mark Whipple,
right, that too, yeah.
To Chuba Purdy, that whole thing I don't understand. I could possibly see in a normal situation Scott Frost, if he gets if the reports are true and he's going to get hired possibly even tonight by Nebraska,
right,
as their new offensive coordinator. Maybe he wants them in there right away and not waiting until January to get down there.
That's possible.
It's possible, but the only counter to that is unless
if Mark Whipple said, I want to come, but I really want to coach this Peach Bowl for Pickett and Pitt, I can't imagine Scott Frost would have said no.
Well, yeah, the only thing I was going to say to that was, you know, a lot of times your offensive coordinators, I know Nebraska has lost a lot of people in recruiting. An offensive coordinator obviously is the figurehead and the face and guy out there recruiting.
Yeah.
The only thing about that is Mark Whipple doesn't recruit. he recruits unless he's going to change what he does.
he
didn't recruit. And that was one thing that I didn't care for very much. I think your coordinators have to be fit. He recruited the quarterback position and that was it basically. So unless he plans on changing that at Nebraska, that wouldn't come in. I can't answer that question, Mike. I'm trying to work on that. Hopefully get some information here. It doesn't make any sense as to why he doesn't just ride this thing out. It looked a lot smoother.
I don't think we'd even be talking right now. It wouldn't be as weird. It's still major news, but
his contract would have been up. They could have just said, he's moving on. He got another opportunity, but I don't get it. I don't know. I wonder, this is speculation. Trust me, this is speculation.
But
I wonder now with this happening, Kenny Pickett announced that he's going to play in the bowl game.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Might wonder, does he want to play in the bowl game now? I'm just throwing that. I don't know that. I don't know that there.
Yeah. And obviously there's
if I had a guess, I would say that Kenny Pickett is still going to play in the bowl game.
I would think so.
That's just how the kid's wired. Yeah. He's all about the team. He's all about finishing this thing
out. He's not going to screw the team because he's personally upset about something.
Right, exactly. So would it shock me? No, I don't think it's going to happen. But if it gets reported next week that it did happen, that he's decided it's in his best interest not to play in the bowl game,
right,
that
wouldn't
shock me at all either. I can see it both ways, but if I had to bet money, I would say that he's going to play in the game. But I'd like to personally find – I'd like to find out how he's personally feeling about this situation.
Yeah, and that's another thing that obviously – and that, you know, would also be speculation, but pretty educated speculation, that if he does eventually announce, hey, you know, after thinking about it, it's my best interest not to play in the bowl game, that would lead one to feel like he didn't love this decision, this timing of this decision. But the thing also that I don't get, and this is, again, we're not going to know this right now, but say there's something else going on in terms of the relationship that had to lead this, I would think just because of this being a special year, just because of what is still in front of Kenny Pickett, the team, and also, Mike, as much as the ACC championship was a big deal for the Pitt program, winning the Peach Bowl would also be a big deal for the Pitt program. Going into the Peach Bowl and losing the Peach Bowl, it wouldn't ruin the year. You're still an ACC champion, but it wouldn't be as good as winning the Peach Bowl. You get a whole nother trophy. It's a bigger deal when you win the major bowl game rather than just get there. So I cannot imagine that Pat Narduzzi, Heather Like, or anybody at Pitt would do anything that they thought was against winning the Peach Bowl. Unless something else is really going on that we're not aware of and may never know. But I cannot imagine that anybody would act in the interest of not trying to win the Peach Bowl. Because these major bowl games do not come around all the time. We certainly know it's been a very long time for Pitt, and really going back to 04 for the last time of a bowl of this level. And that was not after a year like this by any means. So that would be very surprising if anybody let any pettiness or any personal feelings or anything like that get in the way. It could very well be what you're saying, that maybe because it was a resignation and that's what they're calling it, maybe Mark Whipple knew this was going to happen. They agreed to have this happen. Maybe it's mutual. And maybe he had an opportunity that he didn't know he had 3 months ago, because at that point, Nebraska was not sure they were going to keep Scott Frost. They kept him. Then this opportunity is there, or whatever opportunity he may take. And he had to make this call now. Maybe he was basically told, hey, if you want to come, you got to be with us, not with Pitt anymore. So maybe that, maybe his hand was forced and he didn't want to have no job, or he wanted to go there, or whatever the case may be. We're not going to have these answers right now, but it would be very hard to believe that he would have been pushed out and that it wouldn't be the best interest for the team. There is a whole argument on whether Kenny Pickett should play in that game or not, but he wants to play because it's a big deal to the program and him, even though his draft stock kind of is secured and he's already a Heisman finalist. So if he chooses to leave, then that's going to bring up a whole other conversation of why did Pitt do this, and is he upset about it, or what his decision is, unless it's different with his age. And I think you've hit the nail on the head, though. I almost find the recruiting visits recently, especially to a quarterback that's going to replace Pickett,
that's
almost more confusing than a bowl game to me.
Exactly. There's no question, especially last night.
Right.
Thing was, he wasn't wearing his Pitt stuff. And normally
I did see Doran Dickerson brought that up. Yes.
Yeah. When you see those coaches on recruiting visits, they always have.
Yeah. You got stuff. To. Right.
He didn't have anything.
So then why, I mean,
Trust me, I'm trying with everything in me to try to get a hold of the interview that we have to get. That I'm, you know, I'll say it, even if the competitors are out there watching, they're trying to do the same thing. I've been trying all day to get a hold of Chubba Purdy, the quarterback that Florida State transfer that Whipple offered last night. I want to hear from him.
What did Whipple tell you? What was said? You?
Right. Are you offered Pitt? Did he tell you he was going to be there? Did he tell you that there's a good chance that I'm not going to be there? But
was he going through the motions and told you, hey, yeah, don't go?
I want to find out the conversation. I'm trying everything, every angle, in order to get an interview with this kid.
Is he going to end up at Nebraska?
Exactly. Is he going to end up at Nebraska? Your first question was, this whole thing didn't surprise me. But the only thing that has me stumped,
right, the recruiting
is this visit last night.
Yeah,
the rest of it doesn't, because I was told, I knew it was going to happen.
Sure.
The recruiting trip last night is the only thing that has me.
And then the news today. Yeah. I think that you wouldn't even be surprised, honestly, with the way college sports work in recruiting, if Mark Whipple, out of respect for Pitt and even them for him, that he would do the recruiting visits now. They go to the bowl game. He coordinates the bowl game. They win or lose the bowl game. And then this announcement. I don't think it would even be weird if he was recruiting prior to the bowl game. Maybe a little. But if he did the recruiting prior to the bowl game, even if they knew this was going to be the end goal, and then he would eventually resign, or they would have mutually parting ways after the bowl game. Okay, maybe he wanted to help out the program for whatever time frame that was going to occur. It would be murky, but it wouldn't be as weird as you recruit. It's the position that's going to replace the Heisman finalist that is the big yeah. deal, that is single-handedly going to figure out whether this team is going to have to wait a couple of years to get back, or could get good again real soon with the current rules. He doesn't have the vest on, which maybe we're reading too much into it, but that's very much correct. Yeah, they almost always have something. I'm sure he owns something. Every picture we have, he got Pitt on. They certainly could send him something FedEx real quick. And it's a quarterback, and then not even 24 hours later. So that's very odd. And of course, maybe, I almost want to ask you too, and we do have a lot of people here watching this, so anyone out there, feel free to chat along and ask any questions here to Mike or myself on our thoughts or anything maybe we can speculate on. Is there any chance, and to be fair to both sides, again, this is instant reaction, so maybe this is totally not the case, but is there any chance that Mark Whipple, that Pitt knew about this, but Mark Whipple kind of did an about face and turned on them a little bit, and they're a little bit secretly upset right now? Like, they knew this could happen. He got the Nebraska conversation rolling, and then they told him, you can't wait. So he called them today and said, I have to leave now. And they're maybe a little bit upset because of the recent visit. Maybe they wouldn't have sent him on if they would have known this. Are they at all surprised by the timing of the news, even if they knew we were eventually going to get here? Is that possible?
I don't know. I don't know.
Would that make it make more sense to you? Would that make more sense to you?
The whole thing just doesn't make the right. only thing that's, and I'll repeat myself, and I hate to repeat myself.
Yeah.
The only thing that doesn't make any sense,
yeah,
in light of what I heard last week,
right,
is him making a visit. It just is
the most confusing.
It just doesn't make any sense.
More so than the bowl
game. If you know that he's not going to coach the bowl game, what is he out? And it was dead on. It was 100% accurate. Bang, got the information right. What do you have him out?
Yeah.
What do you have him out recruiting for? I don't get that. That's what I don't.
I don't even know what the reasoning could be.
I gotta find that out, because it's gonna drive me crazy.
I don't know if they're ever gonna honestly admit it, because
I'll get a hold of the recruit and I'll find out.
That's the only way. Yeah, and
to the team, they'll tell you.
I know, but I mean, maybe the recruit, if he actually wants to come to Pitt, would be nervous to say anything as well. But no, that would be the only way to find out, is going right to the source of the recruit, because there's only three people. Yeah, there's only. The only is that a Mike Pogobican guarantee? Is that
I guarantee you I will get a hold of him.
Okay.
Whether he goes to Pitt or not, I'm gonna find out with Mark.
Yeah, I think we gotta know. Especially I think if he ends up going to Nebraska, we need a follow-up talk.
No question.
Because how long was that in the pipeline? We actually now do have some commentary here. Hey guys, just got into the discussion. The natural replacement you would think would be Marion. I understand he's not the most experienced OC in the world, but he's a rising star in the coaching world. And Mike, that is a perfect segue. You brought this up on Mic'd Up before. That's also been talked about here, but not as outward as obviously the Mark Whipple news right now, but that's the future of the Pitt program. He was a guy that came over, star quality, but doesn't have the OC experience, doesn't have the actual offensive coordinator experience that, say, Mark Whipple had. He's had the experience with different pieces of an offense. You mentioned that if he didn't get an opportunity at Pitt to be an offensive coordinator, that some other team was certainly going to nab him soon. So this almost had to happen to keep him around. But what are your thoughts on him taking over, if he would take over? Is that the natural fit for you, or is there a possibility that they go in another direction? And then what would that mean about Marion, their thoughts of him and his future if they don't end up giving him the job?
Yeah. Brendan Marion is a guy that when he had many people, as Narduzzi mentioned before the ACC championship game, he had many people endorsing him to get hired at Pitt. Right. It almost turned Narduzzi off as far as it was almost, he just had so many people saying this guy.
I get it.
Yeah. He is going to be a very good offensive coordinator in college at a Power Five program. I believe he'll be a head coach one day.
Okay.
He has everything.
He's a young man. For. He has many years to go.
Yeah. He's 30 some. He has everything you're looking for. And that is the reason why, as far as what I've been told, that they need to promote this guy. They need to give this guy, because with all the craziness going on right now in college football,
yeah,
his recruiting ties all across the country, whether it be in Texas, whether it be in California, the East Coast, Virginia, the guy can recruit. Narduzzi knows that, and this is a smart, proactive move by Pitt to take care of this guy. And I think this led to Whipple no longer being here. The question is, is he going to take care of him enough to be the offensive coordinator?
Right.
I wouldn't have a problem with it. It would be risky. He does have the players. I would like, if they did bring Marion aboard, possibly to bring a veteran guy, an understudy type, to sort of mentor him a little bit in that position. He's been an offense coordinator, William and Mary.
At a guy like Mark Whipple. It'd be nice if he could have had another year under Mark Whipple and maybe get a promotion under Whipple, but that wasn't going to be in the cards.
Those two places are different than coaching at Power Five. And would it be a risky move? No question about it. It'd be a calculated move. He's well-liked by everybody. Is he ready to be an offensive coordinator? That we don't know that yet. If they don't go that route, a guy that I would 1,000% endorse to be the offensive coordinator, and he is every bit of a recruiter that Marion is, he might even be better, and that's Chris Beattie. He was Pitt's offensive coordinator. Marion actually replaced him when he went to the Chargers to be their wide receivers coach. He's out there right now.
Right.
He is one of the best recruiters in the country. You can match him up against anybody on any staff in the country, and he'll win a recruiting war. He wants to be an offensive coordinator. Would he leave the NFL to come back to college? I know he liked Pitt.
Got to have the money be right. It got to be similar because he's leaving the money.
They were paying, according to a report in the Lincoln paper, this is the first I've saw this, Pitt was paying Mark Whipple close to $500,000, which is... It was, you know,
for an offensive coordinator, and it's a major program, but it's not Ohio State, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I don't know what it would take to Alabama. Get him here, but I do know that he would be interested in the position if they showed interest in him. I think, despite him being in the NFL as a receivers coach, I think he's one of these guys that is meant to be a college coach. He just has that. I think there's some guys that are meant to be in college, or some guys that are meant to be in the pros. I think
100%.
Yeah, I think Beattie is a guy that he's a total – he's a recruiting maniac. He's a great position coach. And I would like to see them bring him back.
Would you – so if that's your perfect storm, is that your ideal situation, that you would keep Marion and then have that be the case, and then Marion maybe eventually ascends? That's ideal for you if everyone's okay with it?
That would be if I know the likelihood of this isn't high, but – for the near future, for the short-term future of Pitt football, if they were able to have Marion, Brendan Marion, and Chris Beattie on the staff together recruiting, look out.
Yeah. They think they have talent and now, after this year,
would be a grand slam if they were able to do that. I don't know that it's possible. I don't know if they can create a position to give Brennan a
– they can always make something up, but yeah. Yeah,
make something up. But – that would be a hell of a move by Narduzzi if he was able to do that. He might have other guys, and as all coaches do, and we've heard people say this, they all have you know, they have a Rolodex of guys that, you know, they know guys that.
When you've been at it long enough, they're certainly going to get somebody, and it's going to be someone that Narduzzi is comfortable with. That has to be the number one thing. People have brought up Matt Canada again. It has to be a guy that Narduzzi is comfortable with. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Mike Pukovic in here, Mike Ossie, as we are talking about the Mark Whipple news, the future of this Pitt program, and what maybe went into this news dropping today, as it's going to be occurring right now, effective immediately. He is not coaching the bowl game. He did recruit last night, kind of weird. Have a couple more questions I want to get to in a second, but I do want to ask you a follow-up here. If that's the ideal situation, would you consider giving the job to Marion if he basically goes to you and says, I'm not comfortable with that situation because I – basically makes you believe I have opportunities elsewhere. I don't want to leave, but if you make me sit in the wings, even though it can help recruiting, because clearly this year an ACC title, Mike, I think one thing that's very true, ACC championship, that's great. Heisman finalists, that's great. If Pitt didn't lose Western Michigan and Miami, based on how everything fell, they would have got in the playoffs. So now future recruits can say, look, at Pitt, I can win a major conference. If things go right, I can get in the playoff. That's realistic. We weren't sure that was even possible. They let Cincinnati in. If Pitt had only one loss, probably they would have got in that thing, maybe. That's an argument. So there's a path to really impress recruits off of this season, plus that staff. But what if Marion says, I hear all of that, but if I don't get the gig, I'm going to have my tentacles and look elsewhere, or you're not going to keep me long-term. Would that force your hand? Do you love him enough that that would force your hand in just giving it to him to try? Or would you say, look, you're not ready. I'd love to keep you, but we got to do what's in the best interest of Pitt right now. And it's not yet to give you the OC gig.
Well, I don't know that. I hear what you're saying and asking or mentioning.
Just a hypothetical. I'm not,
yeah, hypothetical. I don't know that he's not going to do that. He's not. I think if he'd been on the staff for a few years. But if he did do that.
What if he didn't do it and they just believed it? I'm not saying he's going to be rocking the boat, but what if they felt like I'm worried that I would lose this man. Not that he's a malcontent, but I could lose him, because let's be honest here. He could be a really nice guy. If he doesn't get the OC gig at Pitt and then some other major program gives him an offensive coordinator job, or even a lower program gives an OC job, he probably would have to leave and take it. You'd be dumb not to, really. So what if they're worried about losing him?
I'd take care of him. And if that means the offensive coordinator's job, he might be my first choice because he's here. He's around these kids now.
Right.
He recruited some of these kids. He was part of this winning season.
Right.
Narduzzi, he could have been evaluating him all year long.
Sure. Maybe they knew this a whole year in advance. As you mentioned, maybe Pickett wouldn't have been back without Whipple, but they might have known this a year ago.
It wouldn't shock me in Pat's head that all year he probably knew this was happening. He maybe has been watching Marion and asking himself, maybe asking Charlie Partridge, maybe some of the other coaches offense, finding out, do they believe this guy's ready?
Sure.
The only thing is he didn't call any plays this year. If you saw him on the shots, he was always with Mark Whipple. He was near him on the sideline. I don't know that he had any input on what was going on, but if they believe he's close to being ready, I think they have some experience. I think if that's what's going to happen, I think they would bring on the veteran guy, like I mentioned.
Right.
Some guy. There's going to be plenty of guys out there on the market. They can bring in a mentor, and I think that would be a great hire for Pitt if they were to do that. I actually would endorse that.
Even if Marion wants the title of OC,
I think the continuity would stay here. The players on the team would be happy, especially the position players. And then, you move on from there.
Yeah, Mike Fakovic and Mike Osta here, Pittsburgh Sports Now's breaking news edition of our show here in Pittsburgh Sports Live.
This is a good position too, Mike.
Even
if they wanted to open it up, and, I'm all for keeping – promoting within the staff, but if they went out and they want to try to bring
the job's a good job right now.
It's a hell of a job right now, even without Kenny Pickett. I know people, and you can't underestimate obviously the importance that
that's
had
a hit. Sure.
But you just go down the roster. This roster, we talked about it at the beginning of last season.
Yeah.
This roster was different because of the depth and the young talent. And it's going to be there next year, regardless of who's the quarterback. I think this year, Kenny Pickett made some
players. He took it to another level. I think he took it to another level. He took him to a different level. Or was a national contender because of him, right?
Yeah, he made, I think, some of the position players and some of the players on the team a little bit better because of what he did and helped them out. I think next year, if it makes sense, the players around them are going to help, or the players around the new quarterback are going to make the quarterback look better than he is.
Sure.
Because they've had a year in the system, they're more experienced. They know that they're gonna help out this quarterback and maybe make him a little bit better than he actually might be next year. So I don't think the offense is they're not going to be as proficient as they were this year, but I it wouldn't shock me at all if they're still averaging in the somewhere in the 30s as far as points per game. They have a ton of talent returning.
Right, and we saw that emerge with the running game and Hammond Jr. and players like that. We've seen the offensive line step up. And, of course, what you're going to lose with Kenny Pickett's departure is not even just the numbers, not even just how good of a quarterback he became, and he's going to be a first-round draft pick. He was like another coach on the field. He was a leader to that team. He was so comfortable in his skin and as a leader of that team because he's been there so long and he's a veteran. He felt like anything he said would get through to those players, or he could say anything to them and they would immediately respect it. He can be hard on one guy and easy on another guy. He knew the team so well. He was like another coach there. He was like a point guard almost for the team. That's not going to be the case with a new quarterback you bring in. He might not feel comfortable. He's going to have to get immersed to the team. Even if it's a veteran who had been in college football off a transfer and it's not someone, you know, coming out of high school, you're still going to have some new things to figure out. It won't have the continuity of Kenny Pickett, but tons of talent that he helped mold can then step up and be the leader that he was. And yeah, there's talent there that's certainly going to help things. I do want to go back to the chat here, and this is what we addressed earlier, but I will give Eric the question to you nonetheless, just to give it to him. Do you believe the players Kenny knew this was coming? Was Purdy made aware of the visit? And of course, we don't have the knowledge of that 100%. We're not in their minds. We might find that information out in the future, but that has to be the nail in the head question that everyone has to be wondering right now. I don't think anyone who pays attention, even a fan, media, coach, whoever, maybe even players on the team, even Pickett, they're probably not shell-shocked this news occurred eventually. There might even have been a conversation between Narduzzi and Whipple before this past season where they said, look, this is our final ride together. This is what we hope to do. And they did it. They got an ACC championship out of it. But I think the timing's weird because if you have that conversation, you're going to be respectful no matter what your personal relationship is. You would think you would finish the bowl game and you would think that you wouldn't do a recruiting visit right before. You would think Whipple would treat that professionally, but you think it wouldn't even occur if you knew he was going to leave. And obviously picking him at a close relationship, so he can't be excited, even if he's not mad because he knew it was coming. But the visit is weirder for me than anything about the bowl game.
Yeah, and one thing I didn't throw in there earlier was I when I found out about this, I've just over the last couple of years, I've gotten to know some of the parents of some of the offensive players at Pitt. And yeah. I asked, and I went to them. Off the record, trying to find out if they heard anything, his, you know, their son say anything to them.
Yeah.
And I talked to a few players, parents, and they didn't hear, they swore to me, they didn't hear anything. And, so I believe them. It was funny. One of them texted me back today after it was over and said, wow, your source was pretty good on that. I'm shocked. And sad.
Okay.
That was the thing. So,
yeah.
I tried to go that route and nobody, I would find it hard to believe. I would say that, I find it hard to believe that if Kenny Pickett didn't know that this was going to be happening last week.
Maybe Mark Whipple even told him first. Would think that even if Mark Whipple didn't know about this situation last week, even if the situation is that he knew this was eventually going to occur, but then he had a job opportunities happen and he had to make this news prior to the bowl game. Maybe Mark Whipple. Now your source told you before the ACC title game, so it would have been at least a week ago if the source is correct and they've been right. But say Mark Whipple 3 weeks ago had in his mind, whether we win the ACC title game or not, they're going to get it in a really legit bowl game, maybe Gator Bowl or whatever it would have been. Well, I'm going to coach that. But then an opportunity came and something else happened. Him and Narduzzi spoke, whatever the case may be, something changed there. I would think one of his first calls would have been Pickett.
Oh yeah, and I think out of respect that Pat has for Kenny Pickett,
right?
I think he would have called him too. This wasn't just I would guess that it came from both those guys.
So then that answers that question, that if your source is correct and that's true, then prior to the bowl game or prior to the ACC title game, I'm sorry, Pickett knew this was
going to happen. I would be shocked if he didn't. And if he's just finding out now,
that'd be crazy.
He's just finding out now and he knew and he knows now that they knew that this was going to happen.
Oh man.
I'd be pissed if I was him.
Oh so yeah. Why would you do that to your Heisman finalist? Yeah, that would make no sense.
Yeah, I would guess that the important people, the people on the team knew, some of the veterans, maybe some of the younger players, it was none of their business, but number eight knew. I'd be stunned if he didn't. So,
are you surprised that Mark Whipple, knowing his age, knowing his career, and knowing that he's kind of now capped it off with a really successful season, that he's getting the national recognition on the college level that it's been a while for him to get? He certainly was criticized even 2-3 years ago when he got to Pitt. Not everyone fell in love with him right away. Some blamed him for some of the issues. He's now turned all of that around, obviously was very much a part of the success of Pickett and this team. I'm sure Pickett, when he goes to the league, is going to say, I got to give credit to Mark Whipple. He's certainly going to preach Mark Whipple's praises, and the NFL certainly knows him well. So with all of that said, are you at all surprised that Mark Whipple could be just jumping into this new challenge? It's not like he's 35 years old himself. I thought maybe, honestly, when we were having a discussion a week ago, when we were doing Mic'd Up, that maybe, okay, this news would come. Mark Whipple might even take a year off, or maybe Mark Whipple would eventually coach again, but maybe this could even be the end for him. And yet, it's not even, if the reports are true, it's not even close to the end. I mean, first of all, if it's Nebraska, he got to do a lot of work fixing that. They were close in some games this past year. Scott Frost knows how to play quarterback, but they would have a lot to fix there. There'd be tons of pressure there. He would potentially be under a lame duck coach who's back for another year, but the program said if they don't win more next year, he then would be gone, despite him being a former player and then loving him. So that would mean you'd have another boss 2 years from now. It just doesn't seem like that's something a guy at Mark Whipple's age wants to deal with, but yet, whether it's there or elsewhere, that seems to be where he's headed.
Yeah, he just could be a lifer coach.
Maybe, yeah.
He, I know he's 60-some, 64, 60, whatever he is. Must just love to be around the action. It's all he's ever done. He's been good at it. The Nebraska situation, I agree. I didn't even think about that. Frost is on a year-to-year deal. But maybe in the end, that might be good for Whipple because, maybe at the end of the year, he might just get burnt out and say, I'm done.
Does he ever want to be a head coach? Does he want the job? I don't think it fits.
The only way that I'd see him, if he took a job like UMass, maybe he brings along his son, who I believe in some sort of coaching capacity with the Arizona Cardinals. But I don't see him. He's meant to be a coordinator someplace. It'd be a challenge. He loves to run offenses. That Nebraska job, that's going to be under the microscope all year with Frost, and Frost knows his butt's on the line. So he's getting a guy that he's hoping can turn his quarterback maybe into the next Kenny Pickett. Cause if not, he's going to be out in Nebraska, but that is a little bit of a weird situation for me. I thought he would have just retired and
right. That's what I kind of thought.
Someplace.
Yeah. And even if he didn't retire, I thought he would at least take some time off. And then maybe 2 years from now, we would see him prop up again as an O coordinator somewhere, or maybe he would oversee a program, or maybe he would mentor somebody else. Like maybe he would be the guy that you're mentioning with bringing in with Mary, and then maybe he would go somewhere and be that kind of offensive guru without a title and just be there getting money and helping another young coordinator somewhere else. Who knows? But it does put pressure on Scott Frost. And this also could have been a part of, because I actually do think Nebraska, and maybe, we're also talking a lot about Nebraska here because that's the reports right now that is where Mark Whipple's headed. Maybe that it wouldn't be the case. But I think it made sense for Nebraska to bring him back for 1 year. They were very close in a lot of those games. They easily could have won 6 or 7 games this year. I do think they're probably going to make a bowl game next year. But Scott Frost is a guy that certainly knows offense. So maybe he had to take some humble pie. Maybe they told him in the offseason, we'll bring you back for another year, but you're losing some play calling duties, or you're going to have to take, you know, you're going to have to bring somebody else in to help you. There's pressure there. There's a challenge there. But if Mark Whipple goes there and they all of a sudden have an offense that can score, because that wasn't the case this year, they get a top flight quarterback to come with him at some point with a transfer rule, and that turns it around into a bowl game, and then up a step the next year, he's offensive God. So, I mean, maybe that's part of the allure of the situation. I guess, what does he have to lose here? We're seeing a lot of people here still watching along, not too much in the chat. So I want to go back to you, Mike. Any other thoughts on this in terms of what it could mean for Pitt or Whipple? I mean, it's surprising that this news came out today. I think the timing is odd. Obviously, the timing is odd in terms of the recruiting visit with Purdy, even more so than the bowl game. But the reality is Mark Whipple's gone. That's not too shocking. Pitt will still be able to score points in the future. They do need to replace Pickett regardless. And I don't think Pitt's too surprised, but any other thoughts on the future of Pitt without Whipple and maybe even Mark Whipple in general in this news?
Yeah, well, actually, one thing I was going to suggest that we talked about on Mic'd Up tomorrow. We did our show now, but I think it's interesting, and I'm kind of torn on this. And I'm not sure what your thoughts are. I'm just bringing this up to you cold. Sure. But the fact that when you recruit, Pitt has a couple four-star quarterbacks young on their roster. They have another kid from Texas, a true freshman, who's pretty proficient in high school, who has a lot of talent. But they, by them offering the former four-star kid with a little bit of experience, it looks as though they maybe want to turn to a veteran quarterback,
yeah,
a quote veteran quarterback, instead of relying on somebody in the system. And I just don't know how, if it ends up playing out and they do that, they could very well strike out and not be able to sign anyone. But if they do that, if they do bring in a veteran guy, I just wonder what those players feel, that, you know, you put your time in, Pickett leaves, you think you might have your chance, and then they go out and get another quarterback. I don't know how I feel about it, because I saw it up on Twitter and I saw it on some message boards today.
Yeah.
People saying, I just wish, I hope Pitt just goes with the younger guy, see what they have, see if they can develop him. And there's other people that say, you need to strike now while the winning is going on. You have talent coming back, bring in a veteran to keep the winning going. I can go both ways on that subject.
You know, honestly, I kind of like it, because this is the new college football. This is why people are talking about how they love the Lincoln Riley move at USC so much, that with him being there in the cachet, they could immediately go pluck somebody. You have Caleb Williams, Rattler, et cetera, that are maybe going to be out there, and they've already kind of made their decisions known as well on what they're going to do with their future. But this seems like this is college football today, certainly while you have the transfer rule being what it is, where you don't have to sit out and you don't have to wait a year. We've seen programs kind of do this kind of in shocking form. West Virginia bringing in Will Grier. I don't know if anyone thought that was going to happen even a year earlier. That was kind of shocking when they made that move. So I think I like the move, if that would be what they would do, just for the fact that you do have to kind of strike while the iron's hot in terms of winning. This is a team coming off an ACC championship, but we also know reality is Clemson's going to be back and better next year. They got better as the season progressed. Wake Forest is going to be good again next year. Their quarterback is going to be back next year, figuring Hartman gets over the issues from the ACC title game. He's still going to be good next year. So nothing's handed to Pitt next year. And one ACC crown is great. Two would be even better. And then you're building yourself up to being maybe an elite program that some Pitt fans thought they always should be and where they were 20, 30, 40 plus years ago. So you never know. I kind of like it. It could jumpstart things. If you don't go this route, and if you do just give it to a younger guy who's inexperienced, who's more of a question mark and unknown, then maybe you're saying the message to these players that are still going to be there, hey, we're almost in a rebuilding year. Yes, you got that championship, but we're not going to be too upset if we don't win it this next year, because we know we're building into something again, like it happened with Pickett. Maybe they would rather say, okay, we love Pickett, but he can't be here anyway. We're going to do our best to try to win again. I don't know. I don't hate the move. I would like that. I think that's kind of the mode of college football these days. There's a lot of programs that their quarterback doesn't seem to be good enough, and yet they're not going in that direction. They kind of just are staying course, or maybe going back into recruiting rather than get a transfer. If you can get somebody who you feel is good enough who could help you right now with the transfer rules the way they are, even if it's for a year or so, because we've seen teams do that. We've seen 1 year with a transfer quarterback. We've seen Russell Wilson. We've seen it really helped him in the draft. He became a Hall of Famer. We've seen that even 2 years with Greer. So why not, when you know quarterback, UCF's quarterback is out there? There are quarterbacks who have been at good schools and good programs who had success that are just saying, I just want to try somewhere else 1 year. Or maybe they feel like they just would rather finish out somewhere else. So that's because of the rules the way they are. So I do think I like it if Pitt jumps into that game a little bit, which appears like they're willing to dip their toes, whether it's Purdy or somebody else.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens here. So there's a lot of things to keep an eye on with that. And then we're at National Signing Day next Wednesday. So we're going to find out probably here real quick what direction they're going to go with their quarterback. And if they are going to get that quarterback, there's a signing period in February.
Yeah.
The way that usually works is if you get a new guy in, he's going to want to get to the program as soon as possible. Get here in January, start work. He doesn't want to wait until later. So I think if something's going to happen, we'll find out here in the next National Signing Days week from tomorrow. So we'll find out here in the next week, but interesting 24 hours. Now I'm going to get back on my phone and do what I can to get a hold of the quarterback out in Arizona to find out what the hell happened last night with him. And
yeah, we had to discuss this, even though we're going to leave this with still more questions than answers. Really, I don't think anyone has the answers right now. We will definitely try to find them for you on Pittsburgh Sports Now. That's what Mike does best. I will read this last one here from George Mitchell. There's no way that anyone knew this was coming. Why would Narduzzi kill his chances at landing Purdy by having Whipple show up and recruit him, knowing what he could possibly say to the kid? The optics are horrible. We don't know why he was there. We don't know what anyone knew or didn't know officially, but I can't deny that the optics don't look great.
No.
So that is why we're speculating and why we're wondering here, especially with that tweet from Purdy's family. Not good. Doesn't look good. Yeah. Again, I there might be a logical explanation. Maybe Pitt is a little surprised by the timing as well. Maybe Nebraska, whatever school, is part of this. Maybe they kind of push the timing. I don't know. I'm going to take Whipple as the guy that he is, that I cannot imagine if he went on a recruiting visit, even if he's not wearing the Pitt vest, that he said anything that would not be a positive thing for the kid, his family. He wouldn't turn coat and turn heel for your son being a wrestling fan. He's not going to turn heel on a recruiting visit. I cannot see that.
I'm going to go with your explanation, Mike. The more I think about this as you were talking, and more I'm thinking,
it's the only thing that makes sense to me.
The only thing that makes sense to me is what you said, and it might just have to be the case, is Nebraska put pressure on him that if you want this offensive coordinator's job, you have to take it now.
They want him to recruit that for them now, maybe, or as a quarterback.
I was thinking with national, you know, a lot of times you see this happening with national letter of a signing day, all of a sudden, magically, the day after signing day, programs get rid of their coaches. Maybe that could have happened next Wednesday with Whipple. And maybe they wanted to get all these guys signed up and then come next Wednesday or Thursday, day after signing day, and these guys have already signed. Then they all of a sudden make a change in offensive coordinator. I don't know. That's the only thing.
And then your source is still correct, because it could very well have been that your source knew.
Yeah,
your source knew the ACC title game was it. Narduzzi knew that. Heather Like knew that. Pitt knew that. That is something that everybody knew. Maybe even Pickett knew that. But they figured it would occur after National Signing Day and not now. And we have heard a lot of reports about what Nebraska is doing, if that is the school. Now, granted, again, and we're live, if he doesn't end up at Nebraska, then I'd have no idea.
Yeah.
but if it is Nebraska, then I could maybe see that, because maybe Nebraska says, with Scott Frost being on the hot seat, maybe him and Scott are talking, and Scott saying, hey man, I gotta have you now. We gotta go now if you're coming, because if not, I gotta figure something out. It's a little toasty over here. So who knows? Yeah. But hopefully Mark Whipple, if that is the case, is ready to get to work, because that's not going to be a vacation position by any means. There's no ceremonial retirement over there. Otherwise, that'll be a short trip. And either way, he helped Pickett get a bag in the NFL. Pickett certainly owes him a lot. he certainly could owe Pickett on as well to help him end his pit career the right way and help his overall legacy in college and whatever he does in the future. And the Pitt program is going to be fine, but they also have some big games, including one to start next year, that I think Pitt fans would be a lot more comfortable with maybe a veteran quarterback, if that is the route they go with a Purdy, than with a complete unknown or Patty or somebody else starting that game. Because again, that seems to be the way of the world right now in college football. Mike, that'll be it for this.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot more. You want to follow at PGH Sports Now on Twitter. You want to go over to Pittsburgh Sports Now for any of the developments from this, from all different angles. The daddy long legs of tentacles can be over there at Pittsburgh Sports Now from this story. That's Mike Fakovica, and I'm Mike Ostie. That'll do it for this show here. Purdy has 3 years to play. Do you think he tries to lure him over to Lincoln? We touched on that earlier. You can go back and watch the beginning of the show. That would also be interesting. And then I would love to be a fly on the wall to the conversation that they had. Well, Whipple didn't have the Pitt vest on, if that is the case. Maybe we'll get that. We've got to have a 30 for 30 about this at some point here, based on how weird this story has been, depending on which way it goes. That'll do it for this show. They want to make sure to subscribe to Pittsburgh Sports Live for when things like this happen. You get a notification whenever we do pop up with one of these. And also, of course, be at Pittsburgh Sports Now. Just keep refreshing the page, because you just never know, and that's usually the best.